mainly on the ground. They do the kitchen better, but it's not all present. It's about the interface between the public and the private. Because we've noticed that there's a very big difference between the private and the public. We're moving in parallel. Things that are moving in parallel never move. And we want a situation where we will meet and we talk the same language as far as improving the effectiveness of our African. Especially that we have achieved such a difference in the United States. And it means that we're going to be more and we're going to be more safe and we need health facilities. Now we call the provinces because the interface is actually a given goal by us. We call the provinces, the provinces, can you tell us how to do this way? Because I'm here to be that way. I give it that you, and you should have been that you think that are very important. But what is coming out of the process is that as parliamentarians, we think that we need to do, especially that the resolution one might be. Maybe let me come back and reiterate the definition of parliament. Parliament will be, we oversee the Department of we make laws that process transformation by anything that takes to be held. And we make laws, we enact laws. And in enacting laws, we make regulations. But the function of the law regulation is delegated to the Department of Health, National Department of Health. That's why we invited them to be here. Now, what is coming out of that? As Parliament, we need to look at that law. Obviously, when I'm saying the law, I'm talking about the regulation, which is the agency of health. So that is going to be needed to be looked at. And we said, because of this situation that we saw when we tried to look at as to what happened in the province, we noticed that the province cannot do this law. Obviously confused by the regulation about natural resources to hold, which tend to be limited to. At this current moment, we are not going to be that case. We needed somebody who was going to talk about it, because we just want to give up a discussion document. And then we have been given that discussion document. But we said, provinces are not going to protest, but we are going to be concerned. But when we found the provinces, because we've got 9 provinces, it's going to be very difficult. We don't have a full day where we can get that thing. We're going to tell them in sentence, either 3 or 4 or whatever, but we are going to be doing that very soon. We want to be impact on what we're talking about. So we're going to be doing that at very soon. We'll call the provinces. We might call 2-3 provinces and then 4 provinces and then 4 provinces. But in addition to that, there's a feeling that some people will say it's not something related to language. That means that we are hitting me about their fault in me. Somebody is hitting me about their fault in me. There's some people who feel that they've been under that because they thought that we're talking about public gatherings and keep on going up. We are going to be telling them to make their public gatherings in the same proportion, not when we come to provinces every year, to make their public gatherings so that they understand what's happening with the virus and their friends, so that they don't feel that we're not giving them an opportunity, but we're not giving anybody an opportunity, but we just wanted a sort of a discussion with them so that we understand what's happening. And we're going to be calling provinces, we're going to be calling the private hospital industry specifically to come and make their own presentation and tell us what is going on. come beyond the regulation mark actually. So we're going to be looking at those things. I know some of those are very busy about the statistics, so we're going to be looking at all of that. Okay, can I ask the chairman to come? That's some of the responses. Not all the responses, because of the problem.
Thank you, Chair. I think that my approach would not be one of trying to answer every question, but I think that I'm going to start off by trying to correct any misinterpretation of what the role of the Council of Medical Scheme was in its presentation. Now, we were aware that this is a basic sort of meeting to try to see how the licensing process of private healthcare facilities will go. We in the Council for Medical Schemes do not have any mandate to control prices or even control the private healthcare service providers. We don't have that mandate. But we have information that we find is very disturbing. And this presentation that we gave was not just to hammer or knock the private healthcare system. We did not go around saying anyway that there's greed. What we did point out that the private healthcare system is a profit-based system, and it would in fact operate where they most likely meet up with the profit sort of standard motive. And I don't think that implies necessary greed. Also, we pointed out that cost is a serious problem. And if cost is not contained, we cannot sustain the private sector. It's unsustainable if something is not happening. Now, what we've, and the presentation there was a couple of important issues. The first was the cost, as I mentioned. And the second one, that there's a maldistribution of health resources in the private healthcare system. And we pointed out that most of the private healthcare institutions were in the urban area. And this does not go well with the whole concept of universal coverage, because the public sector is in fact struggling to provide the coverage. And we would have thought that the private health sector would be able to also assist in this manner. So, there was this maldistribution. And then the issue arises. What the information that provides, what is its value in the licensing process? And we felt that by highlighting this issue, this will inform the whole license, the review or reform of the whole licensing process or the criteria that may need to be taken into account. I don't say they should be taken into account. We did mention that the licensing process needs a review. It was out in the presentation, and you see progress on that. That these issues are important in our sort of thinking in how the new pricing approach should be happen. And I will also then go back to what the chairperson said, that we can't go around sort of sorting our pricing immediately because of the Competition Commission coming through. There's no doubt about it. But he made a very important point, that that does not mean you sit and not do anything. It meant that we should, in fact, what can we do in the interim? And the interim, there's a couple of things that can be done. We've mentioned a couple of them. We mentioned the issue of revitalizing the public sector hospitals and strengthening them. Clearly, that's something that should be happening. So we can't wait for the practical issue because this is part of the national health insurance program that's coming across. So that was something we could do. But also the licensing here, that in the interim, this is what we should be now also looking at. So it is not hijacking the licensing meeting by sort of going around putting up a straw. But we have to look at the licensing process, taking into account the various problems that have occurred. And that is, I think, what I'd like to say. There are many other questions. There was one interesting question that I think that maybe I should, that what are there non-profit, private healthcare facilities? Now, I don't know if there are any now. There may be some with the NGO. But in the past, we had mission hospitals. Now, I'm old enough to have known about the mission hospitals. And they played a significant role. I remember I come from the Limpopo province, and there was an Ilam hospital right around there. And it did some tremendous work. And it has the best eye hospitals and all that sort of stuff. So they were those. The mine hospitals were not private hospitals in the present sort of type of content, but they were there to support their workers. So they were these types of non-profit private hospitals that played also a significant role. Doesn't mean that the existing private hospitals. Then as to what are the costs, what are the issues that increase cost? And I think you mentioned quite a few of them. We did mention those, and they are in fact were mentioned. And then the final point in terms of what we should do in the interim. And I think that we can't just look at the licensing, also the licensing process. So one of the things is, there's a significant number of health professionals also do migrate to the private sector on while they have been paid by the public sector. We see that constantly. And I am very concerned that the, and thus I am coming up with a criticism of the private sector. It in fact incentivizes this individual to go into the private sector at the cost of the public. And that's another issue, and I know that the ministry is very concerned about it, what they call hard work. And that is something also that we should sort out in the interim. And that may be another consideration that may come in into the licensing, that in the process of, so these are considerations. Doesn't mean that we think that this must be done, but these are things that are impacting on the public sector in its attempt to provide healthcare in universal health. And I think I'm going to stop at that point, Chairperson, because I think that my main concern is that there shouldn't be a misunderstanding of why our presentation. Our presentation was primarily to inform some of the aspects that could be taken into consideration in ultimately sorting out the licensing. Because, as was mentioned, it does need sorting. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Prof. Adela. We don't usually pray not to have challenges, but we pray to be able to manage them. And I think we've come together, the health of the presentation, we've learned something on the presentation, and we're going to try. So, problems you must prepare your presentation. In fact, you have learned something also from Prof. Adela. So, we are going to be calling you. And you know exactly what to present, so that we'll move forward. And the question is that that seems to be what we're going to do, but we're not here to discuss that even today. But we know that something is also coming in. But this was just an eye-opening as to what is actually happening in this interface between the public and the private, which is our licensing of the private. Or by the Department of Health, the government health department. And we've learned something out of this, but it's an ongoing process. We've not stopped. We're going to be calling people to come and explain to us, while as lawmakers, we're going to be looking at the laws that were passed, whether they're still relevant in what we want to achieve, and if regulation that has been promulgated. So let me thank you all for coming. We have said, especially the MSPs that are coming from far, even those MSPs that are coming appear to perhaps really intense, very much political, but at some different problems. Don't want to touch into this, but we wanted you to hear what happened, and I think what you've got. So when